And Vivian Trainer has the news.
The United States has tightened restrictions on Russian access to US payment systems for energy and banking as negotiations continue about President Trump's proposed interim ceasefire in Ukraine. It follows a response from the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said the idea of a 30-day truce in hostilities was good, but he raised questions about how it would work. Mr. Putin said crucial details needed to be sorted out and any agreement must address what he called the root causes of the conflict. President Trump called the Russian leader's response welcome but incomplete, while the Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky said it was manipulative. Alexander Vindman, who was a member of the US National Security Council under the first Trump administration, said President Putin's response to a ceasefire was limited.
The direct no would come with potential a blowback. It would mean the potential for the U.S. to escalate some sanctions, maybe escalate arming Ukraine. That might be a bit of a far-fetched notion under the current Trump policy. But he didn't want to risk that. So he basically made this more sophisticated no, pleading sounding no, that there's something to negotiate over because he wanted to minimize the blowback on his forces.
Members of the Burke family were ejected from the Ireland Fund's gala dinner in Washington, D.C. last night after they interrupted the event to protest about the treatment of the teacher Enoch Burke for contempt of court. The Burkes did not have tickets to the event and were not invited as guests. It's not known how they gained entry to the event, which was attended by the Taoiseach, several members of the U.S. Congress and the British Ambassador Peter Mandelson. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Enoch Burke's mother, Martina, his sister, Amy, and brother, Isaac, had gained entry to the National Building Museum in central Washington, D.C., towards the end of the Ireland Fund's gala dinner, after speeches by the Taoiseach and two members of the House of Representatives. They started shouting about Mr. Burke's jailing for contempt of court during an award acceptance speech by Dan Quinn, the head coach of the NFL football team, the Washington Commanders. The Burke family were surrounded by security staff and some members of the Department of Homeland Security Police. As they were removed from the floor of the venue, a security guard, Martina Burke and Isaac Burke, fell on the floor. Mrs. Burke lost one of her shoes during this incident. All three members of the Burke family were swiftly ejected from the building by security staff and were told to remain on the public pavement by police. There they conducted an impromptu press conference about Enoch Burke's incarceration until they discovered that there were no American journalists present. They then left the scene. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, will begin his St. Patrick's Day programme in the United States today. He will visit Philadelphia and New York, two of the most important Irish-American cities. While there, Mr. Harris will take part in a series of political, Irish community and economic engagements in both locations. Ahead of the visit, the Taoiseach said he would be celebrating, honouring and working to deepen the cultural bond, Ireland's people-to-people ties and political relationships. An appeal has been lodged against the redevelopment of a service station at the site where 10 people died in an explosion in Chrysla in County Donegal more than 2 years ago. The appeal was submitted to On Board Planola on behalf of bereaved family members who lost loved ones in the disaster in October 2022. Donegal County Council granted planning permission last month to demolish and redevelop the existing building at the site of the explosion. The body representing the private and voluntary nursing home sector has written to the Minister for Health seeking an urgent meeting regarding a pay deal signed off this week by the Workplace Relations Commission for organisations funded under health legislation. Nursing Homes Ireland said the agreement again excludes staff in private and voluntary nursing homes. It said the government's nursing home support scheme, run by the National Treatment Purchase Fund, should be resourced to inbuild the provisions of the agreement into its funding for the sector. Two men are due in court this morning, charged in connection with the seizure of cocaine and cannabis worth almost €2 million in Drogheda in County Louth and North Dublin earlier this week. The men, aged in their 30s and 40s, were arrested on Wednesday on suspicion of facilitating and enhancing drug trafficking for a criminal organisation. They'll appear before RD District Court later this morning. The UK economy unexpectedly shrank in January. Official data shows the gross domestic product contracted by 0.1% in the month, compared with growth of nearly half of 1% in December. Economists had forecast a slight expansion in UK growth in January. The latest set of figures put the Labour government under more pressure ahead of its spring statement on the economy. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Outbreaks of rain, some wintry on the hills, spreading southwards this morning. Brighter weather with sunshine and isolated showers following from the north for the rest of the day. Highest temperatures 6 to 9 degrees with moderate to fresh northeast winds.